We are learning Masechtas Bava Tzia Daf Chaf Hei Amud Aleph, and we're starting from the Mishnah on the bottom of the Chaf Dalet Amud Beis. Ok, the Mishnah. Elu Chayav Lahachriz. These things you have to announce. Motza Peiris Bekli. You find Peiris in a Kli, in a utensil, or a Kli Kamashu, or a Kli, because these things have a Simen. So you find Peiris in a Kli, or you find the Kli itself, you have to give it back, because you have to announce it at least, because it has a Simen. Mois Bekis, a Kis Kamashu. Same thing, you find money in a wallet, then you have to announce the wallet. And the same thing if you find a kiss by itself. Tziburi peiros, tziburi moyes. If you find a pile of peiros, a fruit, or a pile of money, what's called a pile? Shloisha matbeya zu gabzu. Three matbeya is one on another. The truth is not true. Tziburi moyes is by itself. What the simon is, we'll see if the simon is either minyan or makon. And shloisha matbeya zu gabzu. That alone is a simon. Three matbeya is piled on each other. We'll see in the Gemara what that means exactly also. Krichois b'shusha yachid. That we know already from the Gemara before, this two pshatim, either because it has a simen and doesn't get ruined in a shayachid, or because it's makam have a simen, those are rabba and rabba. The kirkeroy shel baal bayis, same thing, their kirkeroy shel baal bayis have a simen, it's totally machlekes im abir malaychlim, or different machlekesim. The gizei tsemer halakuchim beis umon, and the strings of wool that you buy from the base of umon, this is more unique. Because every Uman has their own unique way of dyeing the wool. Also, jugs of wine and jugs of shaman also are real chayel hachris. That's our Mishnah, that all these things are chayel hachris. So the Gemara first concentrates on the first part of the Mishnah. It says, Motza peiris bekli or moyis bekis. What's the halacha? So it says chayel hachris. So taima, the motza peiris bekli or moyis bekis. The reason why, when you announce it and the person gives a simon, he gets the whole thing, is because the moyes was found inside the kiss and the peiros was found inside the kli. What happens? Ha kli v'lefon of peiros. You find the kli and in front of it is peiros, which you can assume came from the kli l'chayra, and kiss l'fon of moyes, and the person gives a simon on the kiss, on the wallet, or on the keli. The loch is hareo shaloi. He can keep the money. That means ha kli v'lefon of peiros, kiss l'fon of moyes, hareo shaloi is allowed to keep the money. That he has to give back as a simon, yeah. That he gives back. But this, we're saying, it's not mukach that it came from it. And tanila tarabon, we have to have a brice like that. The brice is like this: motza kli in front of peiros. You find the kli in front of it. There's peiros or kiss in front of moyos. Hareo shaloi. You could keep the money and keep the peiros. Miksosam kli miksosam agavi karka. If it's partly in the kli and partly agavi karka, or by the money miksosam a kiss miksosam agavi karka, partly in the kiss, partly agavi karka. Chayav lahakris. You have to announce it, even the money, even the peiros, you have to give back if you find the owner of the peiros. Like upon him, so what happens here, that's what we see klar, like in this braisa, the same thing that like we have a diik from the Mishnah, the only time the peiros belongs to the baal hakis, if it's found inside, or it's found partly inside. But if it's found outside, you don't have to worry about that, you keep it. I think more than a kash on that. Raminu, I'm sure your braisa is not like that. Matzah davar she'ein bo simen, but tzad davar she'ein bo simen. You find something that does not have a simen on the side next to something that has a simen. For example, moyes in front of a kiss, or peiros in front of a kli. It says chayav lahakris. Ba bal simen v'natal shaloi. Ba bal simen v'natal es shaloi. Let's say the bal simen comes and says, you know what? Only he's an honest guy. He says, only the keli is mine, not the peiros. Then zaka Allah, davar she'ein bo simen. Then he's zeicha, the thing doesn't have a simen. But if not, he gets the whole thing. So it's a stira to our braisa and mishta, which are mashma, which are mavuyer, that it's no connection from something in front of it and the keli itself. So Amrav is vid like kasha. Ha b'kuva v'kisna, ha b'tzana v'peri. There's a few different terutzim. First teretz is his teretz. That there's a chilek, what type of items were found, let's say by the peris, or we'll talk about the money in a second, that if it's kuva, it's a barrel with kisna, with flax. So there, if it would have fell out of this kuva, something would have been left over. When it's straw, it's like straw type of thing. It doesn't all come out. So since nothing's there, it's mashma, it's something else. But son of peri, it's very possible it came from here. It's rolled all out. And what about a kiss? Kiss is also similar to kuva of a kisna. That there also money doesn't all roll out to my coins. Not everything comes out. There'll be something left. Since there's nothing left, therefore, now lach ha-mishnah is that it does not go together. It has to be something left. Mashenkin, tzana peri, there you can assume it fell out. That's teres number one. Both of them talking about tzana peri, and there's still a chance you could say there's a chilek. Lo kasha, ha d'shtar ba midi, ha d'shtar ba midi. Which means like this. Rashi explains, a normal keli has a lip to it, and all the things should not have fell out. So the case of the braisa that says you give it back is something was left over. So then you can assume the rest came from here and some fell out. But if everything fell out, it's a sign it's not connected. And therefore it should not be, there's nothing connected there. Nothing is there. There's nothing there. There's nothing left in the barrel. It depends if the mouth of the basket is facing the peris or not. Which means like this. That here, we're talking about the loyashtar b'midi. So really, we said before that if it doesn't have a lip, then a tzana and peri, it could still be, it's still fine. If you have tzana and peri, it's still fine. You could say that it's not connected because peris would roll all the way out. But here, there was not, that we're saying over here that it's only if it's facing that way. If it's not facing that way, then it's not a raya. Only if it's facing that way, do you say, only facing that way, do you say that it could have came from here. It's facing the other way, no way it came from here. And therefore, there the peris belong to the finder. So it is facing each other, and it was peiris, so it could have rolled out. So we're saying it's still connected. The difference is that I have a lip. That I have a lip to the keli. A lip to the keli means it's a little blocking. The same going like this. They were going with peiris, and peiris really, if all comes out, it could all come out. So really, and it's facing each other, so it should be one. But here, the difference is it had a tzana. It had a ugna latzana, which means it had a lip. It had a rim around it. Since it has a rim around it, that will block the peiris. So if it would have been coming from here, something would have been left and caught in the rim. And since nothing is there, therefore we say it does not belong. Basically, the only time, comes in the Gemara, the only time you can say that the peiris goes together with the tzana is only if, with the basket, it's only if it has no lip, no rim, and also it's facing each other, then you can say it possibly fell out. But if it's not facing each other, it didn't come from here. If it has a rim, it should have been something left inside it. But the only time you'll say that it goes together and it fell out, it's only when it's facing each other and it has no rim. That's what comes out from Magamara.
If it's completely empty.
Mm-hmm. If someone left, then that's right, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think more about that. Look at the next part of the Mishnah. It says, Ziburi peiros, with Ziburi mois, a pile of peiros, a pile of fruit, or a pile of money, you have to announce it. What's the simen? Shamit mino, minyan av simen. You tell me that's right for me, minyan av simen? So, no, tani tzavu peiros. It was not a simen, it was one pile of peiros. So, shvayin amakim av a simen? I don't know, tani tzaburi peiros. Maybe it's the minyan. So, you can't, Gemara is saying, you can do it this way, do it that way.
The Gemara is... means a pile.
A pile, which means piles, no. One pile, so we'll talk about that in a second. It means piles of peiros. So, Gemara thought piles of peiros mean that the minyan simen. Gemara says, it's right, minyan simen. Gemara says, no. Tani tzavu peiros, one pile. So, what's a simon? What's a piece of makon simon? Shvarin a makon simon? No, we'll say tziburi peiros. It's not a raya from here. So, it's people doing problems. First of all, we know minions have a simon. The Gemara was paish to shayla. This is not a makon is machalik, because I hear the question. But minion we paish before it's a simon. Tani says a kasha. Tani says a shamit mene. Tani says, after God, the pshita leila el. Mid the mishkal have a simon, mid the minion have a simon. But I look at the season, we want to be raya from here. It might be didn't be raya. Or another tarot is that before only worked together. That it was a charuza also, it was a stickle of kesher, they also together, both things are a simon. That's the second tarot. That's one point. Another point I want to speak out is that even if it's one pile, why don't you say how many pears are in the pile? Mm. So the Shita Begetzer says, we're talking about a wheat over here. Wheat, you never know what's in a pile of wheat. It's impossible to know. It's like too many stalks. So that's not no tzad, that's what it is. You still have to announce it, it's mashbat. It's a pile of pears, you have to announce it. So you either have to have makarim or it's piles of pears, and it's a minion of piles. We're not handling, you know, the number of wheat. In the pile of wheat, that's impossible to know. Weiter in the Mishnah, it says shloisha matpeis zelgav zef. You have three matpeis piled in Charlotte. That alone is a simon. Three matpeis. Om Rav Yitzchok Migdalah. Rav Yitzchok Migdalah said it. It's not by chance that his name is Migdalah. It came because he said his memra. That's they say. I think I remember from the Achrayim selection or something like that. Om Rav Yitzchok Migdalah. But who shas suyin kim Migdalim? Three matpeis, pile and chala is not enough of a simon. It has to be made like a tower, which means there's three sizes. The bottom one's the bottom, the bigger one's the bottom, the middle one's on top of that, and the small one's on top of that. Mamash like a tower, shaped like a tower. That's what the simon is. If not, it's not a simon. And the Gemara's going to elaborate on this. Taina malchi, most of mayus mefazarim, you find money spread out, hare el shloi, you'll have to keep it. Asuyin kim megdolim, chayim lachas, if it's made like a tower, you have to announce it. What's called a suyinkim gedolim? Shloisha metbeim ze agav ze. Three piled on each other. Great thing, Gemara. Gufa kasha. Amrit matzah mayis mefazara. It sounds the only time you don't have to return. The only time you don't have to return. It's only if it's spread out. That means all over the place. Harei shloi. Hamashach ve'yishach upe. If it's partly on each other, chayv lachris. You have to be machris. Only if it's a tower, chayav lachris. But if it's pal and chada, then it's yours. So it's a stira, the gemash mois. What's the halacha mashach v'shachufe, basically? What's the question? What's the halacha there? Tana, so he says, the braisa holds like this. Kol she'ein asuyin kemigdolim, our tana, this tana of his braisa, anything that's not a tower, mufuzoris karli, that's called mufuzoris. Even when it's sitting on each other, that's called mufuzoris, that's the tower. So we still didn't finish explaining exactly the McDonald's, we're going to continue. Amram Chanina, loy shon v'al shloy shem v'lachim. The only time this is true, that it's a siman, it's only with three different currencies, three different kings. Avashal melech echad, if it's one currency, in a chayv lachris, even though it's made like a tower. That's the Gemara thinks. It's more hechidam, I don't know what you're talking about. Hechidam, what's going on? Either suyin kim v'gdolim, if it's made like a tower, which means the bigger one, then a smaller one, then a smaller one, avashal melech echadami, it could be the same exact currency. It's a gvaldig siman. If it's not made like a tower, it's spread out. Also, you don't have to return it. So what's this business of three malachim? The only way it works, this tower, if it's, it could be one currency, but it has to be ke'ilu, three different currencies, which means there's three different sizes. The bigger ones on the bottom, umetzia eloi, and the middle size on top, vezut eloi, and then the smaller ones on top of that, vezut eloi metzia on top of the middle one. Then it's a raya. He put it down this way. Avashem melech echad, which the one melech, the kulik adal dinenu, they're all exactly the same size, three quarters piled on each other. Afgad manche adal reish loy. He holds this one. Them holds that it's possible lands three quarters on each other. It's a little far fetched, but as he says, eimah srumei. Israami Bahadi Danaf, it all fell on each other. It's possible, sitting in your pocket together, it fell on each other. But to have the bigger than smaller than that, that's impossible. Rabbi Akhanagus, Philosh or Melech Echad Nami Machas, you also have to be Machas because you're also impossible to fall that way. Adkan, that Shail. Now, my Machas, this Shail is on everyone. What, when you announce it, what do you announce? Now, this is a very important thing that Rosh Hashanah speaks out, the thing that Lucia Ron speaks out. When we announce Aveda, we want the loser to come forward. So you want to give him as much hints as we could without giving him the simon. So what do you announce?
Which is different than Tzvi HaSayin. Tzvi HaSayin is showing.
Right. But still, you want to come here and you want him to come to us as fast as possible. If you said, I found something, and so then, you know, everyone lost something, you're not going to find the guy. You want to try and narrow it down. So here, the guy says, my makers, he's a minion. He says, I found three coins. Then the guy says, yes, it was set up like a tower, that's a siman. So Frey Tegmar, if that's the case, so why do we pick three? Why can it be two also? It could be two also, that there's two, and it was one on top of each other, and a bigger and a smaller. That should be enough of a siman. Mayir Tlosa, Phil Treinami. Omravina, so Ravina argues, says, no, Tiva Machris, which means that he announces that found my tbeyas. And you really need two simanim. You need a siman that it's piled up, and a siman of the number. I mean, both things. It's not enough. One way I thought it was not enough. And if he said, if it's only two, then he knows already it's two. Because he said, Matbeyaz. Therefore, two is not a simon. And therefore, a local amaisa comes out from this Gemara, really, you need two simonim. When you need, first of all, that it was piled up. That alone is not enough of a simon. You also need the number. Between both of them, you need both of them. That's the way you come and get back your money if you have both those simonim. Boy Rabbi Yirmiya, we said that Magdalim is one of the simonim. To get with the minion is a simon. Kashir Mahu, if it was in a circle, is that also a raya that was put down dafka that way, or is it possible it fell by itself that way? Kashir means like a circle, like a bracelet. Kashura Mahu, if it's in a row. Kechatsuva Mahu, Chatsuva is like a segel, like three, two on top, one on the bottom.
A tripod,
that's what it's called, a tripod? Okay, a tripod. Mahu. Kasula Mahu, or a ladder Mahu. Kasula means that there's like a little bit on number two is a little bit on number one, and number three is a little bit on number two, like a ladder, like steps. Doesn't mean a ladder, it means like steps. Mahu. Peshoit miyachado. I'll bring a raya for one of them, that one of them is taka, like a, is enough of a simon. Domrav nachmram ravavua, kol she'ilu mat knachas la kisim neim. If you stick up a toothpick in between them and pick them up all at once, vidvazachas chayav lahakras. And when it's shaped like steps, if you pick up the middle coin, everything will be picked up. If you're careful, so that's enough.
Stuck together.
What?
Only if it's stuck together.
Yeah.
How do you pick up the middle coin?
No, the what?
How do you pick up the middle coin?
You put a little kisim under it. You put a little piece of wood under it.
Under which one?
Under the first one. It's been on the first one. Must be the first one. Yeah, you're right. You put the first one, and you pick it up, and that's enough of a simon. Yeah, I don't know how you pick it up, so you have to be careful, and it doesn't fall off. Then it'll work. Yeah, it could be done.
It can't be the middle.
It could be done. It can't be the middle. But your Rashi. What about Ka'avne based Kulis Mao? Is that enough of a simon, enough of a Derech Hinuach, or not? What's Avne based Kulis Mao? We'll say in a second. First of all, it's Mao. Tasha Mao. We went to the Bryce. So the Tayin there. Matzah Moyism Fazar Meir Shlai. Spread out money, you keep it. Ka'avne based Kulis. If it's shaped like the Avne based Kulis, Chai Lachris. If it's shaped like the Avne, we'll see what that is in a second. Chai Lachris. Now, and so that's a psak. Now, what is Avne Beis Kulis? I'll hear Avne Beis Kulis. It's like a bridge. Achas Mekan, v'achas Mekan. One here, one there. V'achas Agaben, one on both of them. It's like a bridge, but one to another. Huh?
Bricklaying.
Like a bricklaying. Bricklaying, yeah. Saying bricklaying is also a good word, yeah. That's a better, maybe a better way. Saying bricklaying, that's Beis Kulis. Akapadim, and that's also be a simon. Tanu Rabbanu. Hamoitzi Sela B'Shuk. If someone finds a coin in the street, Umatza Chaveire, his friend, finds it, but I'm a lawyer, and the guy says it's mine. I'll prove it to you. Shliu chadashi, I'll tell you. I'll give you a simon. That's new. Only rainy see. I say it's an Arrhenius coin or Shemelech Pliny. He says what type of kingdom it's from? Loy omaklum. He is not. That means nothing. Loyoid elafilu shemoy kosovlay. Even wrote his name on it. Loy. He wrote his name on $100 bill. Loy omaklum. Vish ein simon lematveya. No simon by a coin. The Omar Duma Fuki Afka, you really used it. You went to the store, you bought a nice fat sandwich with it, and then you wrote your name on it, and now the owner lost it. So either way, that you don't get it back. Money is not enough of a simon for money, and you won't get it back. Even if there's your name in it, even if you get it right, what type of simon is, you will not get it back.